At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. 102, kind of the final hour. I guess the final hour and a half. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Philadelphia, where I'm not. But I can tell you, without too much reservation, that the weather is horrible.
It's frightful.
Matt Scraby will confirm that momentarily as we get back to work here ahead of what was supposed to be Game 2 of the Padres-Phillies series tonight. That is no longer going to take place. As we mentioned a half an hour ago, reports were circulating that the game was going to be rained out, and it has been officially rained out tonight. The two teams will play a doubleheader tomorrow, and before we go any further, Matt Scraby will give you the details of all of that, because he loves this weather stuff.
I do love the weather stuff.
I know you do. I know. And my wife. My wife, can I just throw this in?
Sure.
As a way of getting it off my shoulders?
Yes, of course.
She likes weather too much. Like, I get it if you live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I get it if you live in Houston where it can be, you know, 120 humidity one minute and a hurricane the next.
Yeah.
You need to know the weather. I get it. Minnesota, Wyoming.
Colorado,
where she grew up. I get it. But she now lives in San Diego. And we just don't have weather here except for once in a blue moon. And my wife overreacts to the weather report.
Oh, is this about the hurricane a couple years ago that you were very upset with?
I was mad at that one, yes.
When they said it was a hurricane and it didn't really end up happening?
Not only that, I had to bring in all of the patio equipment. I had to batten down the garage.
I had friends that got early flights out of San Diego.
Yeah, that was terrible. But no, my wife cares about the weather too much for my liking. I guess here in San Diego, to me, it's like you know, I nod my head, I move on with the day. It's going to be 72 or 68. So what? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. You like the weather also.
Well, I like the weather because, you know, we don't get weather. That's why I like to watch the weather. But yeah, if you go to Bob Scanlon's Twitter, he has video of the Padres clubhouse and dugout flooding. And there's also video of... that was Ben Higgins. Bob Scanlon put up video of it just coming down. It was just pouring.
Well, one of the Padre coaches, I believe, was doing laps in the dugout.
They were swimming. Their swimming. Hey, Chris, swimming. If you were there, you could have got your swimming.
I would have got my swimming in the dugout. Yeah, it's
here's
pouring
badly. This is from the Phillies officially.
Okay.
They are going to play a doubleheader tomorrow, day-night doubleheader. Tomorrow, they're going to remain. The first game is going to start at 1:05 p.m., which was what was already scheduled.
So that's 10:05 here. We don't need to tell people here what the start time is in Philadelphia.
The makeup game for today is going to start at 3:15 p.m. Pacific.
All right. So tomorrow, basically, 10 a.m. and 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
Basically. The two games tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there you have that. And I imagine may not necessarily stop raining by tomorrow. You never know. So keep your, you know what?
Let me look at the weather.
You know,
Chris,
what? I got a better idea for all of you out there.
What?
You don't have to worry about the weather in Philadelphia. Just call my wife. She'll fill you in. She'll be on top of it. She'll be checking it out for
don't
you.
Don't worry. You got someone here, too.
Or Scraby. Or Scraby. Yeah, between Scraby and my wife, you will know the weather in Philadelphia.
Let's see. Tomorrow's weather.
What's the forecast?
Humid.
Al Roker.
Humid.
Okay.
With a morning shower.
All right. So there's a potential. We'll see tomorrow. But that's where things stand. Padres, Phillies rained out this evening. Meanwhile.
Oh, it says clouds and sun in the afternoon. So.
I've got enough.
It's going to be a humid day.
Again, it's just too much weather.
84 degrees.
Don't need it. Especially the weather in Philadelphia. I will not be walking around in Philadelphia tomorrow, so I don't need to know the temperature. Why are you giving me this?
Because it angers you.
Maybe that's why, yeah. All right, we are rained out for tonight.
We're figuring out the station schedule soon.
Yeah, right. I can't announce what we're doing other than Scraby and I'm almost positive we're not staying any time past what we're originally scheduled to. Because we've already been here a while.
My boss, or our boss,
Adam. Is he just your boss now?
No, he texted me that we are going to carry both games tomorrow. So if you are at work or whatever, if you're traveling,
yes, of course we're going to carry the games.
Moving and grooving.
Sure.
Yeah, so we'll be having him here on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. As far as the rest of the day schedule here, I know Scraby and I are here till 2:30. After that, it's up in the air. All right, a couple of other things to discuss here as we head into hour number, I believe, 3, 4. Don't know all the...
This is our
this is
hour.
Four.
Fourth hour.
10, 11, 12. Yeah, this is four.
We sound like we're really smart right now.
Not too smart. Couple of things. Mark Ziegler did a great job, as always does on this show. Was on yesterday. Today, in the San Diego Union-Tribune, Aztec basketball fans will be interested to know that Mark Ziegler has confirmed the schedule for the Aztec basketball team in the Thanksgiving week Las Vegas Players Era Festival. Now, this is getting bigger than almost anything in college basketball
now. Didn't it
start
like last year?
Yeah, last year was the first one. But remember, it was a good idea by the people who put this thing together to understand the landscape of college sports and just basically say, hey, we are going to give you a ton of money for your program if you play in this tournament. And we're going to give you a ton of money more if you can win in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, they have now drawn all of the really good schools away from the traditional, well, have a holiday in Myrtle Beach or something. Right, or Maui. And we'll give you a few bucks. But no, this tournament and the Aztecs got in on the bottom floor last year. So now they're kind of in this thing. And they also not only got on the bottom floor last year, Scraby, they did great.
They did, yeah.
Remember, they beat Houston in that tournament. And that win almost alone propelled them into the NCAA tournament later in the year. As it were, Houston ended up in the national final game. So, Ziegler has come up with a couple of their opponents for this year's tournament. So you may enjoy knowing who that is. Number one, they're playing Oregon. That is who beat them last year in Las Vegas.
They're playing them in the second game.
The only team to beat them last year in Las Vegas was Oregon. Oregon had a really good season last year, and that's one of the matchups, but that's not the marquee one. The marquee matchup is Michigan. Brian Dutcher, Steve Fisher. Right?
It was
all Michigan. That's where they were from. Now, Dutcher didn't play at Michigan.
No, but he
played at Minnesota, but he coached at Michigan. And the Aztecs have only played Michigan, I guess, once before. And that was in 2021. Dutcher accepted an invitation that year from their coach at the time, Juwan Howard, who had been one of his players in the Fab Five. Anyway, so that's fun. Aztecs have played both Michigan and Oregon. The coach of Michigan, by the way, now, Dusty May. Who's that?
I've heard the name.
He was the coach of Florida Atlantic in the famous Final Four game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, there you have that. By the way, Michigan and Oregon, according to NIL money that they spend and transfers that they've already had, according to Ziegler, both top 10 squads. So, you know, get ready for that. But hey, the Aztecs never have to, you know, take a step back from any of these clubs.
Somehow.
They can compete with everybody.
Somehow they beat Houston last year.
Somehow they beat Houston. And we saw Houston in the NCAA. Houston beat Duke in the Final Four. Duke had three of the top five picks in the draft. And Houston beat them. That's how good Houston was. And let's be honest, Houston should have beaten Florida in the final. They let the big lead slip away at the end, really. But the Aztecs did knock them off. So anyway, I love the Aztec basketball program. I mean, come on.
They're doing great things. I just don't like how incredible. this tournament all of a sudden just like, I just don't like how they all of a sudden just packed it.
I liked it just because the Aztecs got in on it. Right?
Well, yeah.
Because otherwise I would hate it.
I was going to think, like, are they going to kick the Aztecs out or something like that?
No, they're being good to the Aztecs. The Aztecs were one of their originals, so they're like, hey, you know, you're in.
I guess the purse of this whole thing is $20 million.
Yeah. No, I mean, somebody just came up with, an exorbitant amount of money. And remember, the Aztecs ended up winning more because they won games. So yes. You're actually, like, playing for money.
Oh, you are.
Right? You win a couple games, you get more money than you would have if you don't.
It's also saying that, like, it's also funny because the purse of this whole thing is $20 million, but Dusty May's squad has about more than $10 million in NIL.
No, it's Michigan. Biggest program in the world.
The NIL thing. It's like, oh, okay, well.
I know.
San Diego State's NIL budget.
$1.5 million. Well, they do what they can. I mean, I don't think it's fair to even be critical of the Aztecs, because when it comes to NIL, against the people they're in with, the Aztecs really do well. But to ask them to have the same as Michigan isn't even realistic.
No, it's not.
All right. Padres rained out. More Gwynn and Chris ahead. Stick around. I got a couple of more things I wanted to touch on in that segment that we didn't get to. So we'll do it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Welcome back, Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr. just got the rest of the day off.
Yeah.
As did everybody in Padres colors. Phillies also got the rest of the day off. Game has been rained out, and it'll be made up tomorrow. A doubleheader that you'll hear the entirety of on 97.3 The Fan tomorrow. Game 1 at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Game 2 shortly after 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. 3.
Sorry.
Are the two times tomorrow. We're still figuring out whether you and I will be on the air between games tomorrow. It's kind of depends on what people above our pay grade decide.
Yes, the pay grade is deciding right now.
The pay grade. But right now, we know we'll be here till, I guess, 3 o'clock. Scraby's going to stick around till 3, and then Sam Levitt will come in. So you'll get a little Sammy today from 3 to 5. So we give you programming until 5 o'clock. Big upset just completed at Wimbledon. Coco Gauff, who ran to the French Open title a couple of weeks ago, gets routed by Diana Yastremska, 7-6, 6-1. Coco, come on. She's out. She is the fourth top 10 woman player to be knocked out in the first round. Very weird.
That is weird.
Gauff is out. Jessica Pegula, who's the number 3 seed, she's out. You know who she is? She's the daughter of the Buffalo Bills family.
Oh, okay.
Number 5, Zheng Qinwen, obviously Chinese star, she's out. And then number 9, Paula Badosa has already been eliminated. So there's 4 top 10 women. Also, 4 top 10 men have been knocked out in the first round as well. Number 3, Alexander Zverev. Number 7, Musetti. I could get his first name. Lorenzo, if you're wondering. Number 9, also out, Alexander Medvedev. And number 16, Cirundolo. I don't know. Some of these names are
tough. Cirundolo?
Cirundolo. It looks like Cirundolo, but it's Cirundolo. He's an Argentine guy.
I got to ask you a question. So right now, we're watching Djokovic and whoever he's playing.
Yes, he's in the first round of his match.
They have a medical timeout right now.
For the Joker. Yes,
for
he's
the
on
Joker.
The sidelines there.
So
getting taped up. Nothing happens. Unless
so can you just, is that just a timeout?
Yeah, they allow for that.
Wow.
So if you get hurt, the trainer can come out, work on you. I think there's a certain amount of time. Like, he's got to be ready.
No, they do have a time limit on the screen.
Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
It says 2 minutes left.
Yeah, so that's what you get. And
that
then
seems kind of like cheating. He's just sitting there drinking water.
Well, he's not an idiot. I mean, they also have bathroom breaks in tennis. And many player has been known to take one if things are not going their way at the end of a set.
If it's not against the rules.
Not
then.
Necessarily. I don't think Djokovic, you know, he's in a tough match, though. He's in the third set tied at 1 set apiece. So
I feel like
he
had cramping, that's why. Because they gave him some
fluids,
electrolytes.
Okay. All
and
right.
I loved how the trainer so carefully put the electrolytes into the water. It was really funny. I was pretty fascinated by that whole medical timeout thing.
I'm glad you liked
it. And now he's back. Like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Perfectly fine. All right. So, yes, Wimbledon ongoing, but a lot of upsets in the early going there. Our guy, Taylor Fritz, did survive the first round, a 5-set win, which had to be finished today. Like the first two, it was 2 sets each, and then it got too dark or something, so they had to come back and finish today.
They don't have lights?
I don't know. Not on all the courts. I think the main couple of courts have lights, and they're indoors, et cetera. But if you're in an outdoor court, you can either get rained on or you don't have lights.
I wonder if Wimbledon is one of those bucket list sporting events you need to go to as a sports fan.
I would love to be. I've been there, but not inside, so I feel kind of like I haven't been. I would like to try it, but I'm kind of a tennis guy.
Oh, no. I mean, you should go.
But, you know, like other big events like Daytona 500,
I didn't think you would ever be a Daytona 500 guy.
Can you imagine me sitting there and listening to that kind of noise for 4 hours?
No.
I would lose my mind.
No, you're like, when are they going to turn right?
No, I wouldn't even care about that. It would be, when are they going to shut up?
Never.
Too loud. I mentioned Taylor Fritz, our San Diego guy, moving on. He's the number five seed. Also yesterday, USD's Oliver Tarvet won his first ever Wimbledon match.
Okay.
In his Grand Slam debut. Posted a first round victory yesterday. So congrats to Tarvet. All of the, I'm sure the USD tennis community pretty excited by him winning.
Actually, there is a
in the first round.
Kara posted in the chat just before you said that. Rising senior Oliver Tarvet cruised for his first career Grand Slam win. Go Toreros.
Yeah, there you go. Good timing, Karen. So we got Oliver got a mention there with his victory. He'll go on to the second round. He has a tough. Oh, you know who he's playing in the second round? Alcaraz. So good luck, Oliver. Got a kind of a tough matchup in the next round, but you never know.
Hey, Wimbledon's been surprising people.
Yeah, it has been so far. That would stun the tennis world, though, if Oliver Tarvet from USD went and knocked out the two-time defending champ.
Bet you we can get Oliver on the show.
I hope so. I don't know. Don't be so sure. We've been trying to get Taylor Fritz on for 4 years.
Yeah.
Still never happened. Just saying.
He's too big time for us, Chris.
He is way too big time for us. All right, I'm kind of stalling because I want to get into this story about Caitlin Clark. It's getting out of hand.
You're getting out of hand. Your obsession with this.
Okay, well, you can say so. But here's the thing. I'll just give you a little preview of it because I think we need a little more to talk about it. Caitlin Clark was chosen by the fans as the number one vote getter for the All-Star game, right? WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Not even close. 1.2 million votes. The fans love Caitlin Clark. Here's where it gets a little crazy. There's two things. One is that because she's the top vote getter, Caitlin Clark is basically, and this is the way they do their game, I guess, she basically now chooses the rest of the starters. She did not pick Angel Reese.
Oh, gosh.
Yep, there you go. Okay, I didn't say anything. I just told you she didn't pitch Angel Reese. You're the one that said, oh, God, because you know what this means.
This means that they absolutely hate each other. They're mortal enemies. And if they ever meet face-to-face, they may battle to the death.
Well, we'll see. But here's the other one that might be even more intriguing than the fact that Clark did not pick Angel Reese. Excuse me. The players also do a ballot for the All-Star
this
game.
This does tell me something.
Yes. And in that, Caitlin Clark didn't finish first. She finished ninth.
There's some haters out there.
Said broadcaster Dick Vitale, absolutely pure jealousy. The WNBA players vote Caitlin Clark the ninth best guard. Someday they will realize that what she has done for all of the players in the WNBA.
It's so weird how this whole thing has worked out because it's like these players, to me, they are jealous of her and her fame and how the WNBA has rallied around her. I really, truly believe that they're jealous of her. And I can understand why they wouldn't vote her this year because she hasn't played much. She's been hurt for a lot of the year. But there's no way you could tell me that she is not she's the ninth best guard in the league. There's no way.
I have a few things. on this, and I'll get to them when we come back. Gwen and Chris continues. We got another 90 minutes to go. If you're just tuned in, no Padre baseball today. Rained out in Philadelphia. Sunny in San Diego. So we will just keep enjoying that on 97.3 The Fan. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 1:34 is the time. Scraby and I are doing a little bit of our own...
Omaha!
Yeah, a little bit of our own... what do you call that, Omaha?
Audibling?
An audible, yeah, duh. Isn't that funny, like a word? I don't think it happens to people that are young, but it happens to people like me.
It happens
where
to
you know
the
word audible. Yeah. You've used it a million times, yeah, but it comes up when you need it, and you're like, I can't think of the word.
Usually it's live on the radio. And you
usually it's live on the radio.
Feel really
and
stupid.
Like, now what do I do? Yeah, we've called a few audibles today. The ones we can pass along to you. Scraby and I are still on till 2:30. Scraby is going to stick around till 3. I would, but I just, it's not in my contract. I have to spend that much time with you in one day.
I was just about to say.
I can't spend that much time with you in one day. No, actually, there's a little meeting with one of the sales things that was set up ahead of time, so I have to go to that. But Scraby will stick around till 3, then Sam Levitt will come in from 3 to 5, and you get to hear some of his brand of sports talk radio. Tomorrow, Padres doubleheader, game 1 at 10, game 2 at 3 o'clock tomorrow. All right, so you're up to date on that. Now, Scraby and I, because we've had a little change in the show, and we won't be on tomorrow unless it's for a very brief interim.
Yeah, we're not sure what the schedule
between
is.
Games. But it's, yeah, we may not be on tomorrow.
And we're definitely not on Friday.
And we're definitely not on Friday because it's 4th of July. So we're going to do a countdown in this segment. But before I get to the countdown,
you got to finish up your WNBA.
I do. Here's my thing on Caitlin Clark. I don't understand why, but I don't think the fact that she was voted ninth best by the players is only about jealousy.
Okay.
And that's just my thing on it. Everybody thinks it's jealousy, and everybody thinks the players are stupid because they should realize how much money she's making them by bringing so many eyeballs to the sport. I don't disagree with that part of it, but I said, I don't think it's the only reason why she was voted ninth. I really do think she is disliked as a player. And that's fine. I don't think she does anything dirty. And she does get some, you know, there's been some cheap shots directed at her. No question about it. And I don't know what the reason is. But what I perceive, what you think is jealousy, what I perceive it to be the fact that she's just kind of sneaky out there. And I think she's sneaky mean. Mm. And I think the players don't like it. And I think the ones that actually are out on the court with her know about it. I don't think they want to say a lot about it because they understand how important Caitlin Clark is. They don't want to make her out to be a person that we may not like. But I don't think they like her for that reason. I could be completely wrong because I'm not a player myself in the WNBA. I've just watched her play. And I shouldn't say she gives as much as she gets because she's gotten some really cheap shots. But she gives her share.
Well,
and that's
she needs
all I'll say. Okay.
Or else she's going to get, they're just going to take advantage of her and then they're going to be like, she's soft.
Potentially true. But I think that there's become a bit of a dislike, and I think that's what shows up in the voting for her ninth. Also the fact that she's been hurt this year. Also the fact that Paige Bueckers has come on the scene, and she seems to be universally liked as the new face of the league.
But that's the problem, is that you can't be... you always... Faces of leagues always have... Haters and lovers.
I don't know any haters for Paige Bueckers yet. Maybe
that's what I'm saying. That's why
career.
I don't think that she's the face of the league.
I said she's a new contender for it.
You definitely got You either like Caitlin Clark or you don't.
Right.
There's no in between.
None.
You either like Angel Reese or you don't. There's no in between.
Doesn't seem
Paige
to
Beckers,
be.
I'm like, okay, whatever.
I just, no, I think most people just like Paige Beckers. I don't think it's a take it or leave it. I think Paige Beckers is a great player to watch. I think the Caitlin Clark thing is really interesting, though.
Can you think of of something in pro sports that's similar? Like,
well, this is pro sports. What do you mean?
Men's pro sports, sorry.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Tiger Woods thing is the only thing I ever remember where, you know, you felt there was jealousy, and then the players finally fell into line and realized that they were making gazillions of dollars, but they were complaining that he got too much attention.
How about play better, Craig Stadler? I don't know why I just pointed out Craig Stadler, but
why are you picking on a San Diego guy who might be
San Diego?
He might be driving along right now enjoying the show, and you just took a shot at Craig Stadler. Hey, Craig, if you're out there, I apologize on his behalf.
I get it. People, you know, people are, because when you feel like you can't win in the Tiger Woods, no one could beat him. I can understand why jealousy would form, because it's the only way that stuff happens. But Caitlin Clark is just a good basketball player. She's getting a lot of attention. No one has watched more of WNBA than when her and Angel Reese came in the league last year.
She's changed it all. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese is getting a lot of the credit, deservedly so. And Beckers is picking it up. But the one player that, you know, I think is disliked out on the floor is Caitlin Clark. And I think that's why it's scrap after scrap after scrap after scrap. When that run-in happened with Sheldon of Ohio State, who's now the player for, I don't remember, Connecticut maybe, Sheldon, you know, reached up, hit her in the eye. No doubt about it. But when Clark reacted to it, Sheldon was like, whoa. And you could tell that her reaction was like, well, this is kind of rich coming from you. That's what I felt I saw.
Mm.
So we'll see.
See, that's...
we'll see where
you would tell me that I'm trying to read people's minds.
Yes, I would. And I'm the one reading minds on this one.
Yes. Which is fine, because I read minds all the time. Like, Fernando...
I also... Go ahead, yeah.
Fernando, he just is so sad all the time.
Well, he looks like a puppy dog at the moment. He's not going well for Fernando.
He needs to, like, go to Disneyland or something, just like...
Fernando needs
rides.
To remember that he's living the life, man, and, you know, start having some fun out there again. Yeah, and one last thing on the WNBA thing. I am also the one that says, I wish that the league, rightly, could stand on its own two feet and just the games were the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, if you look around, that's just not there yet.
It's not.
The Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese controversy, whatever you want to call it, is still bigger than the league. And maybe the league, that's its problem. They need to find a way to get that changed.
They do. Because, so, I mean, I've never seen more WNBA coverage than ESPN has put out in the last 2 years.
The games are really good. These kids can play now better than they ever did when you maybe last watched WNBA.
Oh, Prolific says, not only that, but Caitlin Clark is bringing so much money into the hobby, which is like sports cards.
Oh, well, tell Kelsey Plum about that.
I don't want to talk about Kelsey Plum anymore.
I signed a card the other day.
I don't want to
Scraby
talk.
Scraby was all over
no,
a case
I mean,
for that
I
one.
Got, you know, I get criticized for so much. And because I didn't like the way that Kelsey Plum reacted, I'm apparently a bad person.
Well, you're not a bad person, but you can't take on Kelsey Plum in her hometown, which this happens to be. All right, we're going to have some fun now. Get away from the sporting day. There isn't a lot. New, we told you the Padres are rained out. We got some Wimbledon coverage we're keeping an eye on. NBA free agency, we'll update you on some of those moves here in a bit. But let's do a countdown right now, Scraby, and we'll tell people what that's all about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip, as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is The Countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we do this on Fridays, but this, in a lot of ways, is kind of like our Friday. Because we're not going to be on Wednesday or Friday this week. And I'm not going to be on Thursday, so this might be the last you hear from me this week. And keep the applause down.
I was going to say.
I know. Keep the applause down. All right. Five things that are on Netflix, shows or, you know, whatever, documentaries or whatever they are, that are on Netflix that you would tell somebody else to watch.
Yes.
It doesn't mean they're the best five, the worst five, the funniest. There are things that if somebody came up to you and said, hey, I got Netflix, new thing, what should I watch?
Mm-hmm.
Here's your top five. And I'll let you go first, because I'm just that kind of guy.
All right.
Number five.
Give me your five things you would tell somebody to watch on Netflix. And I have a feeling that we're going to have completely five different things, because Scraby has totally different tastes than I do.
I love the Netflix documentaries.
Okay.
And my first one, they've been coming out with a couple of them, but it's called Trainwreck, and it's the Poop Cruise.
I knew it.
And it's also
the Poop Cruise.
It's also Rob Ford. They have one, the former Toronto mayor.
Oh, so you're going with Trainwreck, not just the
series.
Oh, the series.
Yeah.
So not just the Poop Cruise.
The Poop Cruise was great, but you got to watch the other ones. They just put out another Trainwreck today, and it's like it says the Cult of American Apparel, which I'm not really that interested in, but I will.
But
watch
Trainwreck
it.
Is what.
It's a documentary about
Something that just got out of control.
Yes, like like everything just went terribly, and that's why it's called that's why they call it Trainwreck. Like the Poop Cruise, where everybody got super sick and they're stuck on this boat forever. Rob Ford was a Toronto mayor who did drugs, but then said he didn't do drugs, and he just was.
But it was a complete disaster.
It was a disaster. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Poop Cruise was. Here's the thing. Watch that one first. If you like that one, if you can make it through that one, then you stick with it.
They also have the Astroworld one that Dominic's reminding me of. The Travis Scott concert, when that person got crushed or more than a couple people got crushed.
That was sad.
That was a little crazy.
All right, my number five, and this is almost cheating, but because these shows are on Netflix, if anybody ever asks me what should I watch, I think it is my duty to tell them to watch Breaking Bad. and Better Call Saul. Now, you may have watched it, and then you don't need my advice. But if you have never watched those two shows, they are, to my mind, the best two shows maybe ever. And so if you just got Netflix or you've been looking for something and you never watched those, I say do it. So I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention them. They're not actually Netflix shows, obviously.
No, no.
But they're that good.
Okay. That's number five?
Yeah.
Number four.
This is going to be very scraby.
Okay.
There is a documentary. It's a
documentary.
4 or 5 episode documentary.
You're going with documentary number two here.
Called Investigation Alien.
Oh, goodness.
And I the guy, you know who the guy is who hosts all this stuff.
Okay.
But he goes around the world talking to people about aliens, and then he tells people about their things that he has researched.
Let me ask you this. Does he himself, is he like a believer or is he a doubter?
I definitely think he's a believer, but okay. He wants to prove it. Like, he knows that it can't be proven, so he wants to prove it. So he brings in, like, former Air Force pilots that have had interactions with things in the air, and then the Air Force told him not to talk about it. Investigation Alien, very good one.
Here's a story you might like that I just found online. The 10 most shocking reveals
of Investigation Alien?
Investigation Alien. You gotta read it.
Okay, I'm gonna have to.
10 most shocking reveals.
I'm gonna have to do that then.
You better read it.
Okay.
Number four for me is one you gave me, Black Mirror.
I
like it.
Black Mirror.
It's from the Twilight Zone genre. And I think the USS, what's that one? What's that? You know the episode? It's a 2-part episode.
Oh, USS Callister.
Yeah, incredible. USS Callister is incredible. It's 2 parts. It's great.
I love everything.
Black Mirror has good shows. They're, really a little off the wall. But I think most of them hit the mark.
They do. I love it.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to number three.
Number three.
I'm trying to go through my Netflix right now and make sure I'm not missing anything.
One. All right.
But I'm going to go. My number three is going to go Department Q. That is a TV show.
I heard
show.
This was good, and I haven't got it
is.
Yet.
It's an English or Scottish show or something, but it's like a murder,
it's like a murder mystery
type of thing where they think one thing has happened, and everybody stops looking for the person, but they go investigating more, and they find out that there's other things happening. But Department Q is pretty good. I watched that.
So I was thinking about that one, so I'm happy
it's
to
like,
hear that.
It's a fun slash serious investigative show, but there's some funny parts to it. I like it.
All right. My number three is a little bit like if you're just in the mood to not think about anything, your mind is just like, it's a wasted area for the time being.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's more fun and visually pleasing than Is It Cake?
Oh my goodness.
I love Is It Cake.
Are you a Floor is Lava guy too?
I don't know about that one, but I haven't watched that. Is It Cake?
The problem is it's the
funny.
Same thing
I know.
Every time.
It's a funny choice, but I'm putting it in there.
I don't mind Is It Cake. Like when my nieces come down, that's what we watch.
Yeah.
Is It Cake?
They love it. 28 episodes. Some of the stuff is ridiculous. How good it is. How close to real it looks.
It really is crazy.
You've got to say that.
No, it definitely is crazy.
I mean, when they put a bowling ball up there next to a bowling ball and one of them is cake, you're kind of like, really?
Yeah.
You can't believe it.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
But it is a silly choice. I will say Mikey Day is the host and he's funny, the guy from SNL.
Yeah, he is kind of funny.
Is It Cake? I think everybody should experience it at least once.
Is It Cake?
That's right. Give it a shot.
Did not expect Is It Cake on Chris's list. That's for sure.
It's on there.
Number two.
Now, there have been people in the chat have said this, but there have been rumors that there's going to be a third season of this show, and I need the third season of this show.
You like the first two.
The first two were great. Mindhunter is a good show. It's about how the FBI started the behavioral analysis unit back in the day. And so they went and talked to serial killers in prison to get their...
Boy, you're a dark guy.
Yeah, this is more about the science of how they were able to put together the FBI's BAU, behavioral analysis unit, and try to predict, like, what type of guy a serial killer is just by the way they commit their crimes. I think it's very interesting. But they also go along with like real life stuff too. So it's like cases that you know about and have heard before. Like they have Charles Manson in one of them. And it's,
I don't want
the guy
know
who plays Charles.
There's a guy who has to play him.
He looks exactly like Charles Manson too. It's really good.
All right,
and like Ed Kemper.
Scrabby's like Scrabby's a little out there, so keep that in mind. But I guess if you're into the minds of serial killers, there you have it.
Yeah, it's not just about serial killers. It's about the establishment of the behavioral analysis.
Number two is a tie between two series that I watched a while ago. And I don't like a lot of series on Netflix, but I like these two. One is highly acclaimed. It was called Beef.
Yes, I did. I forgot about that, but I did love that one.
Okay, Beef, and the other one was not highly acclaimed, but I'm telling you, it's a sleeper. It's been around for maybe 6 years, but it's that good. I would recommend go back and watch. It's called Love, L-O-V-E, and it's just it's a 30-minute comedy. Very funny, well done. I wouldn't steer you there if I wasn't, you know,
trying to see
giving
if
you
I've
something
seen
that you'd enjoy.
I have not seen this.
The guy's good. The gal's good. The story's good. The way they present it's good. I think it may be two seasons, 30 minutes, maybe one season. I don't remember. It's been a while I watched it.
Judd Apatow.
Right. There you go. Judd Apatow is the guy who did the show. So, you're in good hands there.
All right. I will definitely check that out. All right.
Number one.
My number one, they just released the final season. Chris refuses to watch it, which I understand why he doesn't, because it's not for him, but Squid Games.
Yeah,
I went back and I watched season one and two. I don't know why I love it. I just think it's a fun watch. The season two is kind of silly. I haven't gotten through all of season three yet, but season three is much more serious.
I just never understood the fact, because when I ask people about Squid Game, they go, oh, yeah, it's a game show, and if you lose, they kill you. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yep. It's people that are...
Did they get away with this?
What do you mean? It's not like legally sanctioned games, but they go and find people down on their luck who are... And you know what? It's like kind of like gambling, because they have a chance after each...
But when are you going to tell me that they don't actually kill a human being?
They do. You're dead.
No, you're not.
Yes. In the show, you're dead.
In the show, but you're not in real life.
Oh, no, it's not like an actual game.
Thank you. No one's ever said that before. Everybody always says you're dead. I'm like, really?
Oh, it is.
And then people go, yeah. And I'm like, what?
It's a TV
show. How do you really
show?
Get away with killing people?
No, but it's a Korean TV show. Okay. And the first season went crazy. They greenlit two more seasons. I don't think that the people who made the show knew exactly what they were doing with the show. So, but anyway, I like it.
Went off the rails. All right, number one for me is any of these. Anybody knows I like magic. You got to see Magic for Dummies.
Oh, I do.
Or Magic
like that.
The Prank Show.
Yeah.
Or Magic Lover, which is the newest one. It's a one-hour stand-up, but instead of doing stand-up for an hour, the guy does interactive magic. He's really good.
I do like this guy.
If you do like magic, you'll love it. If you don't, you still might like the guy. He's very good. Magic for Dummies or Magic Lover. It's all the same guy.
Yeah. I do like that guy a lot.
All right, Gwen and Chris, we got a fifth hour. My goodness. Keep you up to date on anything else that might be going on. Padres rained out, but we keep rolling on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.